I want to make these as fascinating as I possibly can. This week, I had an encounter with a hospital in Taiwan, and my buddy had to go to a doctor's appointment, and so we went to the doctor's appointment. Got there. It started at 2:00, and they have these slots, like it's this row of doors. It's like a hallway with a bunch of chairs in the middle, and it's a closed door. You don't see the doctor. You just sit and wait for them to call your number. And literally, we waited 5.5-6 hours. I mean, halfway through the wait, we decided that, you know, this wasn't gonna happen quickly. So we left, drove 30 minutes, had a late lunch, drove 30 minutes back, and still ended up waiting 2 more hours. I mean, literally by the time we got done, it was 7:00 at night. The hospital was kind of shutting down. It's like, what the? So my and all the doctor didn't even look at my friend. My friend just walked in. Doctor said, "You're fine. Have more medicine." It's like, okay. And I was so proud of my buddy. He goes, 5 hours. The hospital wasted my day. They want me to come back, but I don't want to come back. I was so proud of him because so many Taiwanese just put up with it, and they let people keep walking all over them. My buddy's like, he wasn't angry. Let me just say that sitting with a friend in the waiting room at a hospital, for the most part, not talking, it can be therapeutic. And so, as both of us have sort of decided, it's like we just had an enormous, we didn't talk. We just had an enormous amount of inspiration, new ideas. And we're like, you know, I don't think I want to visit many friends at all next week. I just need to go home and work. And we're both doing that. I'm working, he's working, and we're not visiting any friends at all. I talked about a dinner with a beautiful lady, a beautiful friend of mine, yesterday. Do you hear that noise outside? Yeah, well, that's my neighbor. The doors here are paper thin in these apartments. This is what I'm talking about. Taiwanese typically put up with so much garbage. A person standing outside my door can hear me talking just as well as you can. It's no one does anything about this. Housing laws, rent standards, nobody does anything to change these things. You go to Vietnam, they've got thick doors. They don't tolerate that. But in Taiwan, they just put up with such low standards. And it's like, no wonder China's able to bully you guys. You don't have vision. And so, I don't know, it was a very, very interesting encounter with the hospital. We spent all this time together not talking. Both of us get all these ideas to go do things. And my buddy's one of the few that actually has vision and doesn't like being walked on. See, I've been dealing with Taiwan. I've had twice on my body what could look like BCC. It fits the description, you know, the blister that won't heal, the scab that keeps returning. And I've had it twice now. Now I've got another one that's come back and I've been managing it. Calm down. The beautiful friend that I was talking about yesterday, she had a very large, very incurable cancer, I think 7 centimeters, and she didn't do any medicine at all. She did ketone diet and meditation and ridiculous amounts of exercise, and the thing just went away on its own. Doctors had no explanation for it. She healed herself. So I know how to handle stuff. But I'm looking at this possible BCC thing that I've had for 2 years. And I'm like, how do I get the thing diagnosed? doctors in Taiwan don't know, they've never heard of the standard diagnosis procedures, nor the standard removal procedures. There's a Mohs therapy, and then there's one where they freeze it off. There's a gel that causes inflammation. Like, they have several treatments for BCC. All the doctors here, let's take a knife, biopsy, stitches, cut off half of it, even though it could be melanoma. Let's cut off half of it. I asked the doctor, I said, could this be melanoma? He said, I don't know. It could be. I'm like, what? If something's melanoma, you don't cut down the middle of it. And the doctor said, it could be melanoma. Let's cut down the middle of it. And that's it. Literally, he did this. And he did a biopsy. It cost like $45. Could have made it the biopsy bigger and biopsy by removal. I had to go and do it twice. And he couldn't explain it. He couldn't heal it. But he said, it's not this. And I said, so I'm supposed to believe you over my lying eyes? The thing's still on my arm. Get the thing the F off my arm. And he wouldn't do it. Because he's the doctor. And what am I angry about? I'm supposed to live with these. Taiwan does this. And they don't even know how to handle BCC. So it's like, how do I know that you're going to diagnose this thing properly if you don't even know the standard treatments for what this has all the symptoms of being, BCC? It might not be BCC. It might generally be a pimple that just keeps returning to the same place. But, you know, yeah. Okay. So I kind of done ranting about hospital. You know, in America, you know, we're dealing with all this, you know, should we nationalize healthcare? You know, ever since Hillary, you know, nationalized healthcare has been heavy on the table for discussion. And it's like, you know, America has a pretty amazing healthcare system. Do you know the problem with America's healthcare system is lawsuits? If we didn't allow such handsome rewards for lawsuits, health care would be affordable by nearly everybody in America. Absolutely. Most of those, a lot of the money that goes into that stuff goes to cover lawsuit insurance. Oh, absolutely. Boy, there's got to be, what else is going down in Taiwan? This past week, I went and did another video with a friend nearby. You know, it's a funny thing because I talked yesterday about how I build people. And there's this friend that I know, and, you know, and I'm making videos with all these people. And I said, I want to make a video with you. And later on, I discovered that he's really not that good of a skater. He might be the worst skater that I know. I mean, he really can't do much. But I'm like, no, I'll film him anyway. So while I'm filming him, I discover that he's really, really good with super easy tricks. Like, he performs a lot of flat ground skateboard tricks really, really fluently. Like, it's almost relaxing to watch this guy do an ollie or a pivot or a manual. And as it, and I said, do a manual. He does this manual for a long freaking time. And so that's of course going to end up in the video. But no, he's a buddy. And I said, you know, I should ask this guy if he wants to do a skate video. And so we did a skate video, and I thought, gee, he's not that good of a skater. Am I wasting my time? How do I smile and pretend to make this good and funny when it's not going to be? But I just did what I didn't prejudge. I didn't give up. I was determined to make everything awesome, even if I think it might not be, you know, right out of the gate. And lo, guy's got a lot to offer. He has his own unique style. You know, you don't have to be the only gold medalist. You know, you don't, there's only one gold medalist in a race. You don't have to be the gold medalist all the time. Be yourself in some awesome way, and you can inspire people there. It's Jan Rog from Captain Marvel, you know, be the best version of yourself. That he didn't mean that sincerely, but had he meant it sincerely, it would have been a good thing. Don't try to be the best at someone else's standard. Try to be the best version of yourself. And why not? Why the bad guy have to say that in Marvel? Why was that?